There is a saying that says, the one who does not listen to advice does not reach old age. And in part, I believe it makes sense. Listening to wise words, especially from individuals who have gone through difficult times, through processes, and who have evidenced that God has been there in each process, and who have been able to overcome them, is worth listening to, because I believe they have the experience and wisdom to advise us so that we can learn. As a rule, we like to learn our own way. We basically like to experiment things in our own to learn them. I believe there is not much wisdom in doing this. To have to go through things to be able to say, I understand them now. This time I really learned. I do not think there is too much wisdom in this. Therefore, it is important to listen to your parents. It is important to listen to those individuals who, at a particular moment, have gone through adverse circumstances, but who have also found the possibility of overcoming them, especially if their hope has been set on their trust, or their trust has been set on Christ, on God. They talk to us with passion. They talk to us with wisdom, teaching us that if God could do it with them, God could also do it with us. Now, if we realize that there is real wisdom in their advice, if we can use it after we listen to it in favor of our life, it is awesome. But nevertheless, I could talk to you about a book that contains the most wise words, a book that contains the most enriching words, that not only instill wisdom, but that also instill in you understanding, knowledge. It is not a normal book. It is a book whose words are true. They are not modified. They never change. They remain. A book that although it was written thousands of years ago, its words are intact, back in that time as well as today, and they will continue to be intact tomorrow. What do you think about such a book? I have read many books during the years I have lived, authors who write well, writers who write about their experiences, which are enriching. But you would never be able to find a book as important, as wise, as the one I am going to explain to you. This book is called the Bible. It is a book that does not go out of style, and a book where wise advice is written, and obviously does not come from human wisdom, but from a wisdom that exceeds all knowledge, the wisdom that comes from God. In the Bible, we find all kind of advice that helps us to live, that helps us to really see life the way we should see it. Not with a scarred heart, by hate, by resentment, by pain, by processes that perhaps we have lived and have tainted us, but see life the way it really is, from the perspective of the one who designed it. Many times we have said that no one is born with a manual under their arm, telling us how to live. But the manual is here. It is the Bible. What happens is that we do not pay attention to it. We consider it to be one more religious book, and we do not realize that life is in it. Its words are spirit, and our life itself. It is like when we buy electronic equipment. Usually, for example, we buy a television, and the first thing we do is take it all out. We assemble it whichever way looks right to us according to our knowledge. We take the control, we turn it on, and right away we begin to experiment. We move the buttons, we go to configuration, and up to here we think that we are doing it right, because we can see the video in the screen and we can hear, but the video is blurry. The sound is somewhat annoying, and then you realize that you really did not know what you were doing. When something is not projected well in the television and it is new, what is the first thing you look for? The manual, right? Then you begin to read the manual, and it says that the first thing you had to do before assembling the television was to read the manual. But we left the first step for the end simply because our knowledge did not function. The same thing happens to us with our life. I have problems with my marriage. Things are not working out with my kids. Things are not working out at work. Things did not turn out the way I planned them, although I believe I was in control. Therefore, I go to God. You better believe we would have saved ourselves so much suffering if we would have gone first to the manual. We would have done it the correct way the first time. So today, I am going to talk about some benefits. Yes, about some benefits that this marvelous manual has. It is called the Words of God. In Psalms 19, King David, a wise man, tells us about some of the advantages and some of the benefits that are embedded in the Lord's words. When I listen to them, when I receive them, when I meditate on them and apply them. Because how many pieces of advice have we listened to during the course of our life? But the question is, how many of these pieces of advice that you have listened to during the course of your life are you applying today? How many processes, how many tears, how many difficult circumstances you would have avoided if you would have only listened? To know how to listen is important. Not be quick to react, but quick to listen, quick to hear, but slow to talk, slow to get angry. Look what Psalms chapter 19 says from verse 7 on. The Lord's teachings are perfect. Imagine if you have listened to pieces of advice from intelligent people in accordance to what this world defines as a high intellectual coefficient. Imagine listening to the words of the one whose wisdom beats it all. Or, if you do not believe this is so, tell me how much wisdom there is in someone who designed such an extensive, complicated, marvelous, complete book, and who defines the human being's DNA. You have heard this, right? The DNA is an awesome book where every living being has his design, his characteristics written. How much wisdom is found here? How much wisdom is found in the heavens as you pick out your window? You will notice the clouds, the sky, and how wonderful it is that the water in its liquid state turns into vapor. And at a certain moment, it turns into liquid again. Tell me, how much wisdom can be found here? It is not possible that out of nowhere, something so wise, intelligent, and well-designed could have come about. God made it. So, his wisdom is unquestionable. How many times do we question what God does, thinking that we are right, and that we are more intelligent than God? Let me bring you down from that cloud, and please forgive me, and please forgive what I am going to say, but God's wisdom is much more than the wisdom of men. What God has to offer is always better. He is the same yesterday, today, and always. And I believe that his counsel, truly, will not only help us avoid going through difficult circumstances, but it will produce life in us. Hence, it says in the scripture, the Lord's teachings are perfect. Do you know what the word perfect means? It means that they are not modifiable or that they lack any kind of error. And besides being perfect, they revive the soul. The Lord's decrees are trustworthy. They made the inexperienced wise. The Lord's commandments are upright. They bring happiness to the heart. Look at the benefits of the Word of God. The Lord's mandates are clear. They provide good perception to live by. The Lord's laws are true. Each one of them is impartial. Can you see how awesome this Word is? This Word is so powerful. Each tip of advice that the Lord provides, not only does it light up the way. David used to say, "Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light for my way, so I will not stumble." We can not only define it like a compass, which leads us to where we need to go or where we need to be, but also like a compass which shows us where we are now and what was our life yesterday. God's word is very complete and benefits are there. Yes, benefits are there. Mostly benefits to heal the heart, benefits to cure the soul, benefits to improve your physical life. Do not continue living your life by trial and error, attempting to experiment to find what you really need. Perhaps in 100 experiments, you will have 100 errors. Perhaps in experiment number 101, you could find what you need. But you will have to continue experimenting after that. But only one word from God gives life, restores, heals. Consequently, my beloved friend, to say I believe in God is not enough. Loving his words, receiving his advice is what produces life. God told Joshua once, "Moses has died, and you have an important mission. You must introduce these people to the promised land. The only thing I am asking you, Joshua, is that you try hard and be bold so you can do what this book of the law says. You will meditate on it day and night. You will think it over. You will scrutinize it. You will keep it. You will apply what you learn from it. Then you will make your way prosperous, and everything you do will go well." So, You already have the design. You have the best advice, which is here in His Word. Saying that I love God and that I believe in Him, and not keeping His Word, not listening to Him, not living according to His principles, makes what we say about loving and believing in God be only words taken away by the wind, because it is not something that we are really experiencing, that we are living. Therefore, the one who does not listen to advice does not grow to be old. And I would add, the one who does not listen to God's advice will never be able to live life in a correct manner. He will always live without any purpose. So my advice for you today is, do not experiment. Let's go to the manual. Each day I have the opportunity to give you bits of practical advice through this devotional, just in time. Advice taken from this awesome manual that we can apply to our everyday life. We need peace. We need tranquility. We need to live in the best way. Not as the world makes us believe we must live, but as the designer has already discussed it. Proverbs chapter 1 continues telling us about the purpose, the wisdom that is given through this word. It says, His purpose is to teach us to live a disciplined and successful life, helping us do what is correct, just, and impartial. God's word gives intelligence to the ingenious, knowledge and discernment to the young. He makes the wise wiser. And those who have understanding, He gives them direction. So, live the word, receive it, love it. Make it the center of your principles. Make it your guide. Make it your base, like your GPS. Then you will make your way prosper, and everything that you do will turn out right. To live according to what you believe brings consequences, which are not very nice. Stop living by means of trial and error, since you already have advice about life written up. Father, we give you thanks for your word. Thank you for what you teach us through it. Thank you, Lord, because in it is life. Give us sharp ears to listen to it. Give us an attentive, open heart to receive your advice, and help us to discard all haughtiness that makes us think that we know everything, because we can say that because of the experiences we have gone through in life, we have all the necessary knowledge. This is foolishness, because the one who thinks that he already knows everything, in reality, has learned nothing. Father, may we be able to treasure your words in our heart, and may them be the lamp for our feet and the light for our way. Because today, more than anything, in these difficult and dangerous times, we need your wisdom to abound in us, as well as your understanding, your intelligence, so we will not only know, but we will know how to apply what we receive from you. Give us wide open eyes and sustain us, Lord, so we will not stumble in stones, but instead be able to walk and live our life in a wise, intelligent manner. Thank you, Father. This was a translation of a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He reminds you that you can follow him in social networks. You can find him in the YouTube channel, Just in Time Devotionals, in Instagram under Pastor Elias HC, and in Facebook under P.Elias HC. He sends you a special hug and blessings.